In today's gospel, Jesus heals 10 lepers. They were outcast people, forced to live apart and unwanted by society. Yet Jesus sees them, listens to them, and he restores their health. It is a beautiful story of compassion. But there is something even more powerful in what happened next. Only one of the 10 returns to give thanks. When we read this gospel, it makes us look at ourselves. How do we behave toward God? Do we remember to thank him for all his blessings, for all he has done for us? Or do we sometimes take his goodness for granted, like the 9 who never came back to thank him? We are often like those 9 lepers. We receive much, but we forget to say thank you. We grow so used to God's care that we hardly notice it anymore. Yet every day, he gives us so much. He gives us many gifts. The gift of life, the gift of faith, the guidance of his word, and the love of our families and friends. All these are gifts we have been given by God. All these are signs of his presence among us. For all of them, our hearts should overflow with joyful thanksgiving. So as followers of Christ, we should be thankful. A grateful heart is, first of all, full of faith. When we thank God, we recognize that everything we have comes from him and that he is always with us. Gratitude opens our eyes and helps us see his hand in every moment of our lives. Above all, we give thanks for the greatest gift he gave us, which is our salvation in Jesus Christ. Through him, God offers healing and forgiveness to everyone, even to those who feel far away or who feel unworthy. Jesus reaches out to all, to the poor, to the forgotten, to the broken, and to the lonely. The world may reject them, but they have the first place in God's heart. This is the good news we celebrate today. That is, Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost, and he asked us to share that same message of love and mercy with others. Every Sunday, when we come to the Eucharist, we do somehow exactly what that one grateful leper did. We return to give thanks. And we know that the word Eucharist itself means thanksgiving. We are here to thank God, and we should do it every time, very often, for we are so blessed. God has done great things for us. In our everyday life, we should be thankful. Here, we bring our rights, we bring our joys, we bring our struggles, and we thank God for his saving love. The Eucharist purifies our hearts, unites us as one people, and opens us to welcome others who wish to come to Christ. Let us thank God for the many blessings we receive and for his mercy that reaches everyone. And we pray, Lord, bring back to yourself all your scattered children. Teach us to live in gratitude and make us witnesses of your saving love in the world.